بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب فضل الصلوات The chapter on the virtues of salat, reading namaz. قال الله تعالى إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily salah prevents immoral behavior and evil. In other words, if salah is read correctly, with the postures correct, with khushu, with khudu, with the correct intention, then the benefit of salah is that it will prevent a person from fahsha and munkar, that is from immoral behavior and evil. One person was reading salah, the sahaba came and told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is still stealing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu explained to them that he just commenced starting salah, and soon inshallah through the effects of salah, the stealing, the theft also will stop. In other words, salah, if read properly, it has that power of stopping a person from evil actions. So we should try and read our salah correctly. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has now commenced the chapter on the virtues of salat. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أرأيتم لو أن نهرا بباب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم خمس مرات هل يبقى من درنه شيء؟ قالوا لا يبقى من درنه شيء. قال فذلك مثل الصلوات الخمس يمحو الله بهن الخطايا متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that tell me if there is a river in front of one of you people's homes and the person then bathes in the river five times a day. Five times a day, the person is now bathing in the river on his doorstep. هَلْ يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ Will any dirt then remain on his body? Sahaba said, no. No dirt will remain on his body because he is bathing five times a day in a river right in front of his house. Rasulullah said, then just like that is the five times salat. A person who reads his five times salat, through that salat, Allah Ta'ala wipes out his sins. All his sins. Ulama, we explain here, in these type of hadith, where sins are wiped out, it is a reference to the minor sins. Because for major sins, a person has to make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala to be forgiven. Nonetheless, we know how much of sins we do commit, minor sins also. The power of salat, like we read salah now, inshallah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has washed away all our minor sins. So this hadith explains, just like running water, a person who bathes in running water, he will be free from any type of dirt. Like that, the five times salat purifies a person. The next hadith is very similar. وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَثَلُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ كَمَثَلِ نَهْرٍ جَارٍ غَمْرٍ عَلَى بَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَغْتَسِلُ مِنْهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتٍ. Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said, the example, the similitude of the five times salah is that like an extensively flowing river. Nahrin, river. Jarin, it is flowing. Ghamrin, it is copious, it is overflowing. So an extensively flowing river at your doorstep, and a person, yaghtasilu minhu kulla yawmin khamsa marrat, he bathes in it five times a day. Like that is the effects of salat. It washes away our sins. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to be paabund of our salat. Women folk at home also, we should never delay in our salah, never become lax with salah. We should make sure we read our five times salat, and the men folk with jamaat, and the women of course at home individually. But we should not procrastinate and become ghafil of our salat. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdihi, inshallah, inshallah.